there is an earth cross in our compass in feng shui. And so across from the dragon is the dog in the northwest. So if you could just draw that line in your imaginary compass, they live in feng shui across from each other. And there's an earth cross along with the ox, who lives in the northeast, and the sheep, who lives in the southwest. And that's the earth cross. Both of those other sectors, in the northeast and the sheep in the southwest, are both also home earth sectors, along with the dog. And so you see that is the earth cross in the feng shui animal flying star configuration. And that is really lucky, super duper lucky, things like this in feng shui. So if you could find partners like this for your family members happen to be those signs, wow, you could activate that earth cross and really get it going. And if you want a feng shui consultation, you can contact pathfinder1111@gmail.com and we will set one up with you. It is so fun because what you want to do is find your animal and compass direction and find your personal element and find your personal qua number and really get going on the things that you want to choose to move forward. And you can find out which ones would actually be the ones to focus on if you would look at the configuration of the flying stars, because they all tell a story. They all have a vibration. They come with the vibration of their home base. So we're going to talk about the five a little bit, since it's a 5 day and the five is in the middle. Remember, it's a tic-tac-toe board. So with the five in the middle, this is also in the middle is an earth sector. So that earth is grounded in the middle. So the number five star is actually an earth star, right? Because it lives in the middle where the element is earth. So it brings it with it. And the number five is definitely a transformation star, because in the ancient feng shui language, it is called destruction. And so what do we do after destruction? Rebuild, transform. And we could do it better the next time because we learned so many things. And I'm not saying that's easy, but that is what the vibration is. I'm saying, though, that is the way of good life. If we want to transform things to the better, let's all do that. And this is feng shui. It's time for our feng shui fit tip for today. And this weekend is a really special contest that's super dear to me because I am a fitness enthusiast and also a pro fitness competitor. And tomorrow is the start of the Pro Fitness Mr. Olympia. And it's not men that are doing the fitness competitions. Those are the women. And there is a routine along with a physique round. And it is super exciting to watch. And this year it's on Amazon. So you can check it out. Starts on Friday evening. The Amateur Olympia is Thursday tonight. And then there are various other physique levels, both men and women, all the way up to the grand finale of the Mr. Olympia contest. And that is held in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yay. But you can see it online through Amazon. Okay? They just picked that up. So that is super fun. And that will motivate you seeing those fit bodies. I tell you, this is the top of the top. It is the Pro Mr. Olympia contest, and that is your feng shui fit tip for today. And for more transformation and for more help with that into the fall transition, we have Pathfinder.
Mahalo, Michiko. It says, finding out about the, was it the wood dragon today? The wood dragon today. Now, when you think about when you think about this is a yen fire rooster year. And so that yen fire, okay, that means there's a yang fire. And so there's two aspects to the fire. Okay, so last year we had, I think, a yen wood. And what would that yen wood represent? It would represent flexible growing beings like grasses and the trees that bend and the flexibility there. Now, what does yen fire mean? Yen fire means the fire that builds within, the fire that builds within. And then through good choice, we can open the doors so that fire that's building within can release into a helpful direction. It says, if we're unconscious and make no choices on the soul level, on the self-authority, the self-choice level, this yin fire can build and it can become like a volcano that chooses how it's gonna blow. Anyway, let's be responsible with our yin fire rooster energy. Mieto chunku woksape. My name is Pathfinder. It's good to be here with you at the Aloha Healers Network. We are continuing our Heal Thyself series. Last week, we worked a little bit with the chakras. I encourage everyone to go and check that out. Had a chakra meditation as well as some important visualizations and understandings that help to anchor in that chakra healing. First it's cleaning, then healing, then sealing, then activating. And this is kind of a pattern, a very important pattern in terms of healing and working with the chakras. Just like if you have a pillar in your eye, you don't want to go and try to tell somebody about a speck in theirs. Okay, that's one of Jesus' sayings. In fact, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of these things. Today's topic specifically is invigorate your endocrine, which means your endocrine gland system. And these glands are largely in our torso and our head. That's about where they are. Now, before we get to that, I wanted to do a little bit of background. There's some confusion among the peoples of the earth about this thing called monotheism. In other words, one God over all. You know, there's a little bit of confusion, and it's creating a separation among the peoples, which is causing a duality, which leads to illness. Okay, so it's okay to have the understanding of Creator. It is not okay to oppress someone else with that idea or because of that idea. Okay, to say this more clearly, if we go back into, let's say, the roots of Christianity, because if you go back into the roots of Christianity, you're going into the roots of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, as well as other Semitic religions that were already in the area that gave rise, the land that gave rise to Judaism, Christianity, Islam. There were already people there, and they were often called the Canaanites because they were from the land of Canaan. And these Canaanites had the Asher and the Asherah, which is the ancient twin tree in both its male and female combined aspect. And thus they were very connected with the universal tree of life. And let us remember that the ancient one Melchizedek was from Canaan. He was from Tyre of Sidon. Why do I say all this? Because I'm building this up to these scriptures that are from what we call the Old Testament on the Christian side. It would be called the prophets and writings on the Jewish side, I believe. But basically, you go into sections of Job. You go into sections of Isaiah. You go into sections of the Psalms. And when you go to the oldest redacted scriptures, it talks about Elohim. Elohim. It talks about God as Elohim. In fact, if you go through the whole Tanakh and writings, which is we call the Old Testament, you will find that there are two different ways that God is referred to. One is basically as El Adonai, which means basically we adore the Lord, or the Lord who is adored and honored. And the other is Elohim. Now, what is interesting about Elohim, which appears half of the time that the word God is mentioned in the Bible, which is all the time, everybody, Elohim is a plural word, okay? It is a plural unified word. And what usually happens with this Elohim, when it manifests throughout the different cultures of the world, because you find this same word, okay, this same word that is related to the word the, or presentness, power, now, okay, you find the seven grandfathers, the seven Elohi, the seven Elohim, which are manifestations of Creator in order to help us grow through what? The chakra system and this endocrine system. Now, the point that I was actually aiming for, and this is to help the monotheists get along with everybody else, is that in the most ancient scriptures within the Bible, it talks about the council of gods, plural, little G-O-D-S. And then it talks about the chief of that council as being El, as being Creator, as being the chief. And when you look at this, when you look at the council of gods with their chief, this is very similar to how the ancient Native Americans understood a lot of things about original powers. If I don't get off this topic, I'm going to have to rename the episode. So, for all of you who are monotheists out there, understand that the origin is that is a group, an organization, more than one. If you go into Buddhism, you find all those Buddhas and lamas and such, and they get together and work as one, okay? So, in other words, Jesus Christ knows Shiva, knows Kuan Yin, knows Buddha, okay? Once you're on that enlightenment stream, and especially after you have ascended on the path of evolution that Creator and Mother Earth have laid out for us, you get to know the neighborhood, okay? Yeah, they're angels, but perhaps those angels are seen as Buddhas. But perhaps those Buddhas are seen as saints. You know, that it could go on and on. But anyway, original powers. Okay. So that's a little subtopic, because I've been hearing, you know, kind of some oppression coming from the monotheistic side. And it's time to understand that no matter what we believe, especially when it's influenced by our ego and need to be better than somebody else, isn't the truth of heaven. It's just our little selfishness. And we must understand that in this great universe, all of God's children and all of God's peoples love and work together. Okay, invigorate your endocrine. Well, we had to do a little bit of background, and the reason that we needed to do this background is so that we could understand the diversity of some of the powers God extended to us as helpfulness. In other words, the energy that Archangel Michael can bring to us in meditation is very blue, and it has to do with truth, and it has to do with protection, and it has to do with purifying knowledge so that it is universally true. The energy of Kuan Yin is the feminine transformative grace, okay? The energy of Christ is this great white light which makes us grow. It is an evolution energy. This energy of Shiva through the Kriya Yoga is also an evolution energy that ties us very deeply in the combining of the male and the female within us. And all of this has to do with glands. If you think about the glands in your bodies, okay, you have what? You have two adrenals. They're on top of each of your kidneys, okay? Your thyroid is a mirror image. It's a double, okay? This is something that we find in the reproductive system, male and female. Again, you have the double, and to tell you the truth, you have the three, okay? You have the double and the three. This is how there is always more than one explanation than black and white. This is black and white are basically colors, but when you fractal that light, how many colors are in the rainbow? That's been coming up. How many colors are in your rainbow? Bazillions. There are at least around 256 chromatic colors, and I would actually put that number at 260 because of the Mayan understanding of the 260-day cycle to our soul. There is a 260-day cycle to the moon in us. It is a lunar cycle. It is the 1320. It's how the moon in us relates to the sun in us. Okay, so in the little bit of time that we have left, and I promise that we'll come back to this. So we have the repands, and connected with these are the root chakra and the sacral chakra, as well as the tailbone. Okay, then we have the kidney adrenals, and with that is the pancreas. The pancreas kind of reaches all the way across, kind of making those two sets touch. Okay, then we have the heart of hearts, which is the thymus, which is pretty much in the upper part of the chest, the upper part of the sternum, and turns out to be pretty big. And this is the heart of hearts, and it is the regulator for the body. It does unconscious stuff, and it does conscious stuff. It's got multiple levels of how it works. Then we have the thyroid and the parathyroid in the throat, and then we have the pituitary and hypothalamus, I'm going to say right now, towards the center of the brain, and then we have the pineal. Did I say pituitary, hypothalamus, and then pineal? Okay. So these are the basic gland sets. Now, like last week, we talked about how the heart of hearts has the well of wisdom that the Creator and the Mother Earth have placed within our heart of hearts, the beautiful blueprint of us, and this includes our physical blueprint, our emotional blueprint, our mental blueprint, our spiritual blueprint, and the blueprint of our path to actualize our full potential self. Okay? So all those things have been placed like a library inside our heart of hearts. More specifically, the thymus, the heart of hearts, can become a river of living energy that is then a mystical doorway to the infinite power, the infinite wisdom, the infinite love, the infinite design of our own spirit held in the arms of Creator. Okay? Very powerful stuff. Okay, so through the doorway of the heart of hearts, we can call the great bathing evolutionary light, which I often see as a very, very bright, bright white light. Just like if you're on a day out on the river in the full sun and there's these really, really nice white-capped rapids, and you look inside those rapids with that light shining through there, it is just a brilliant, glowing, white light. This is Om Namah Shivaya Om. It has been said that when said with pure dedication, Om Namah Shivaya Om carries more power than 1,000 nuclear bombs, probably more than that. In other words, within each of us is a capability to be in unification with Creator, to be in unification with Mother Earth, to be in simpatico with the whole universe, because this is how it is meant to be, and allow the power of Christ, allow the power of Creator's healing love, allow the power of the Mother Earth's mercy to flow through our heart of hearts and bathe each of the glands in our body in order to what? First, we clear and clean. That's what we ask the energy to do. Second, heal. Third, invigorate and seal. And fourth, activate. So go into your meditations and through your own spirit, calling to your own higher power, let that light of God shine through the library of your heart of hearts and feed and activate and balance the glands in your body.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network. Great big hugs. We so enjoy each and every time with you guys. We close Aloha Healers Network with the 5 Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Daku te kika wanin ching te do De hampiku de e chanu welo
Aloha.